91X News.
It's minus 5 with drifting snow at 5 o'clock. Good evening, everyone. I'm Austin McKay. Our top story this evening, two people are dead after a multi-vehicle pileup on a highway near Sarnia. As many as 30 vehicles, including a police cruiser, were involved in the chain reaction crash on Highway 402. The Special Investigations Unit says two civilians, each from separate vehicles in the collision, have died of their injuries. The highway remains closed in both directions, a situation that's expected to continue well into the evening. This was the cause of the snow squall that's in effect. The blowing burst of snow moved through the GTA today and will continue north to Ottawa this evening. Belleville police have been busy this week after investigating a robbery and an attempted robbery. It has brought safety to the forefront of Belleville. Residents of Belleville voiced their opinions.
The neighbor next door was jumped at the bottom of the street. That was a month or so ago. He was beaten up pretty badly by four or five guys. There was also a sexual assault that happened to a young lady, I guess, in the Octavia area, where four guys dragged her into a backyard and sexually assaulted her. So no, I absolutely don't feel safe in this area at all.
This neighborhood's usually all right. There's not a lot of violence, but there's a lot of drug use. Once in a while there's violence, like the stabbings you were just talking about. I still do feel safe in the neighborhood, but for women, not so much. It's really bad neighborhood for women.
It's not a good area. We do like this area because it's a close proximity to Giant Tiger, Shoppers Drug Mart, and stuff like that. But as far as vandalism and crime and stuff like that goes, it's not safe.
The neighborhood, there are some drugs around here. I know that for a fact because there's been a couple, past few years, there's been a couple of homes here that have been raided, hey? But it's starting to clean up. They must move from one street to another street.
The investigations for those robberies are still ongoing. He's not an author or historian. He just wants his grandchildren to know what it was like at a rural schoolhouse in the 1900s. John Sager, who is a retired certified management accountant, is researching, collecting anecdotes and photos for a book on rural schoolhouses in Hastings County. Schoolhouses were popular community gathering places, but he documents some, like school fairs, were lost over the years.
One school reference said they were stopped in the 40s because of a polio outbreak. Now, whether that was that school, I've seen other references where, because of the Depression, or more likely the outbreak of the Second World War, for whatever reason, they discontinued.
Sager hopes the book will be ready for Grandparents' Day at the Historical Museum in Stirling in September. There has been tons of debate over bringing wind farms to Prince Edward County. Journalist Nicole Kleinstuber, the woman behind the website Prince Edward County Voice, will be organizing a discussion with a panel. She explains why she got involved and how you can join
when
the discussion.
I learned that years ago, council had the opportunity to bring in experts and do health studies to see what the benefits or negative impacts of wind turbines could cause. And everyone can log on to Prince Edward County Voice at 7 p.m. on January 25th. You have the opportunity to ask questions, engage in discussion, just come together and build those bridges, and most importantly, discuss how we can move forward.
The discussion has these confirmed panelists: Prince Edward County Hastings MPP Todd Smith, Prince Edward County Mayor Peter Mertens, and former Green Party candidate for Prince Edward Hastings, Treat Hall. The online discussion, as said, will be at 7 p.m. on January 25th. Log on to PrinceEdwardCountyVoice.com to join the debate. The latest incarceration of Occupy Toronto is slated for eviction just 2 days after it began. A handful of demonstrators pitched tents Tuesday outside the provincial courthouse on Queen Street West to protest a controversial budget vote at nearby City Hall. The protesters have argued the city can't force them off the provincial land, but the province now says it has given them notice to leave by 5 p.m. today. But city officials dismantled the group's original encampment at St. James Park in late November. Protesters calling attention to what they viewed as economic and social inequalities occupied the park for 39 days before they were forced to leave. Prime Minister Harper is downplaying expectations for his summit with First Nations leaders next Tuesday, but the chiefs are not. They want to negotiate a cabinet-approved timeline with federal government that would see concrete improvements for native communities possibly within the year. Harper prefers the incremental approach, but his officials say he also wants a clear process to deliver concrete results over a set time. Premier Dalton McGuinty is promising to get to the bottom of troubling reports that continue to emerge about Toronto's Orange Ambulance Air Ambulance Service. He wouldn't confirm reports that his government is probing four deaths involving Orange, but says some real concerns about operational matters have been raised. McGuinty says his government is looking onto those concerns and the agency's financial records to see if public money was misused. Health Minister Deb Matthews wouldn't say how many deaths her ministry is investigating, but says it's required to look into every incident that comes to its attention. Orange has been mired in controversy for months over its questionable financial dealings, posh headquarters, and high executive salaries. How does television and ill-efficient sexual education affect America's youth, one might ask? A new study by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control suggests a lot of teenage girls are clueless about their chances of getting pregnant. Stephen Portnoy explains.
Shows like MTV's 16 and Pregnant give girls a glimpse.
I've bought a maternity dress already.
The CDC says surveys of teens who had unintended pregnancies show half weren't using any birth control. And of those girls, nearly a third believed they couldn't or wouldn't get pregnant. The U.S. has the highest teen birth rate in the developed world. The CDC recommends American teens learn the facts about how pregnancy occurs, delay having sex, and use birth control. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Yeah, and Americans make fun of us. That's 91X News, the 506. Josie DeBarro has sports next.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. Canadian freestyle skier Sarah Burke has died in hospital from injuries sustained in a crash last week in Utah. Her family confirmed the death in a statement this afternoon. The 29-year-old was injured last week in a training accident at the Superpipe at Park City Mountain Resort. She underwent surgery to repair a tear to her artery that caused bleeding on her brain. The Barrie, Ontario native was a four-time Winter X Games champion in halfpipe skiing. Burke was the best-known athlete in her sport and will be remembered for the legacy she left for women in freestyle skiing. There are three games to be played tonight in Junior A. The Division A-leading Trenton Goldenhawks travel to Kingston to face the Voyageurs at 7 o'clock. Also, Oakville faces Brampton at 7:30, while Aurora take on Newmarket at that same time. One game will be played tonight in Empire B as the Amherst View Jets play the Picton Pirates. The Pirates top the Division A standings by 3 points over Campbellford. There'll be no shortage of hockey in the NHL tonight, with 20 teams playing games. The Toronto Maple Leafs are trying to avoid their first four-game losing streak in 2 years, as they host the also misfiring Minnesota Wild. Jonas Gustafsson will be in net, while the high-scoring tandem of wingers Phil Kessel and Joffrey Lupul will be split up and put on different lines. Other games include two Canadian teams going to California, where Ottawa faces San Jose and Calgary plays the LA Kings. Other games include Boston taking on New Jersey, Edmonton on the road to St. Louis, and Winnipeg hosting the Buffalo Sabres. We've moved now to the hard courts, and while the Toronto Raptors have the night off, there are three games tonight in the NBA. The two teams most favored by experts to meet in the NBA final will play each other tonight, with the Los Angeles Lakers dueling with the Miami Heat. The Dallas Mavericks looked to rebound from last night's last-second loss to the LA Clippers when they traveled to Utah to face the Jazz tonight. The Jazz have won three straight to move within two games of Northwest Division leading Oklahoma City Thunder. The other game will have the New Orleans Hornets playing the Houston Rockets. Canada begins play in the CONCACAF Zone Women's Olympic Qualifying Tournament today against Haiti. The Canadian team competes for one of two available spots. Canadian coach John Herdman says opponents will target star forward Christine Sinclair.
The keys are they're going to try and stop Sinclair. You know, that's so how you play Sinclair, where your player is going to be crucial, and having some fluidity around that as well.
The team has two excellent goalkeepers in Katrina LeBlanc and Aaron McLeod competing in the Olympic qualifying tournament in Vancouver. Herdman says neither one is number one.
For me, I've tried to remove focus away from that being a big contentious issue. I think you can use both keepers in the tournament at the right times.
Canada had a World Cup to forget last summer after going 0-3 and being eliminated in the first round. Carolina Maracci resigned as head coach of the women's team and was replaced by Herdman. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91x weather.
Tonight, the snow squalls should be clearing after midnight with winds gusting up to 60 kilometers an hour and a low of minus 12. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the evening, high minus 6. It's minus 2. I'm Austin McKay with Josie DeBarros, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm.